Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and may the force be with you. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show. I feel like I know him, though. He's been in our lives for a long time now with his important works, his very important international bestseller, something under a billion copies that he's sold across the galaxy over the last 17 or 18 years, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Yeah, that Robert Kiyosaki. And he's here with a new book. I guess it's about his 20th one, maybe, or so. Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. Robert T. Kiyosaki, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you. How have you avoided being on my show over all these years? I can't figure out how I've let this happen. I'm ashamed of myself, Robert, but I'm glad you're here now. And now, your book is called Second Chance. What happened to the first chance?
I think what happened is the world changed. You know, America was the new British Empire. After
right.
World War II, we became the empire of the world. But then we screwed it up in 1971 when Nixon took us off the gold standard.
Off the gold standard. So many people say that.
Yeah, and then what happened is the U.S. was the reserve currency of the world, so we could print as much money as we could.
And we did. And still are doing.
And our school systems, I'm an advocate. I'm an advocate. Why don't we have financial education in schools? That's
mm-hmm.
my concern. And so many people are in trouble because they learn nothing about money in school. And so that's kind of the reason I write and I speak. I don't really need the money anymore,
right.
But I am concerned. I am very concerned about the poor and middle class. As you know, the government claims poverty is not increasing, but that's not true.
No, I agree with that.
The middle class is shrinking, and they're getting
right.
richer.
Why do you think that's happening? Well, first, let me back up. There's so many things that you just said I want to talk about. Why do you think we don't educate our children financially?
Well, I covered it in my book, Second Chance. The story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, stepping back even further, the story of my poor dad was the head of education for the state of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the school system by the time I was born, and my rich dad was the man who dropped out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And what my rich dad taught me was not taught in school. So at the age of 9 in Hawaii, I'm going, I said, Dad, what's wrong? And he goes, we don't teach you about money. You're supposed to just get a job. I'm going, that's wrong with that plan.
Right, right.
And so that's, as a 10-year-old kid, I kind of went on my own path, my own search for meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And what I came upon was, this is no surprise to anybody, the rich control what is taught in school.
That's right.
I think that's kind of funny.
So you're saying that's a way of having an exclusive group, right?
Yeah, I listened to this guy. His name is, he's the New York State Teacher of the Year, and he was Reagan's guy and all this stuff, and he
yeah.
resigned. John Taylor Gatto, and he's a school teacher. He says, I refuse to hurt kids any longer.
Right.
And so, basically, what I'm saying, everybody says you should send your kids to school. But as if we would tell ourselves the truth, school is broken. And I'm not blaming
mm-hmm.
the system is broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's run by the labor unions now. You don't learn much.
Oh yeah, that's exactly right. One of my greatest quotes of last year, I guess it was last year, was one of the teachers' union leaders was somebody said something about what about the students? He said students don't pay any dues. That's what the union leader said, the teacher's union leader said. How about that? That's when you know you're screwed, your schools are screwed, when the teachers are working for a guy like that.
Yeah. Again, you and I are not blaming the teachers, the system.
No. No, that's exactly right.
And teachers get paid not to teach.
Mm-hmm.
If they're bad. In the real world, we get fired.
Right. That's exactly right. So you got to, so you said 1971, that was a big deal, the teachers' unions. I agree with that 100%. You shouldn't have teachers or anybody who can't get fired if they don't do their job, right?
Right, and the teachers are afraid to teach what the government doesn't want them to teach.
Yeah.
And then now this core learning and all this is coming up, and the kids are just as screwed up as ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just damaging our future, you know. And then they then go to college, and you come out with $100,000 in student loan debt.
Right.
Which is horrible debt.
One of the worst ROI scams in the world in the last, maybe in the history of the world, has been the college educated kids in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and I'm a small business owner also, and I see some of these kids coming through, and I'd really rather hire a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
At least I can teach differently.
Right, they don't have any baggage, right?
Well, they don't think they know anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's hard to teach somebody who thinks they're smarter than you are.
Already knows everything. Yeah, I hear you. The book is called Second Chance by the man who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. The book is called Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. We're going to talk about some of those other issues with Robert after these messages. 20 Tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
If you run a business,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.